谢谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The U.S. and the countries within the nuclear alliance led by the U.S. during the discussion under Cluster 1 once again tarnished and smeared China's nuclear policy and spread fabricated narratives, which China categorically rejects. Head of our delegation during the general debate and under Cluster 1 has comprehensively presented China's nuclear policy and has unequivocally refuted such smear and fabricated narratives. Taking this opportunity, I would like to point out the following points to set the record straight on the record for this meeting. First of all, the U.S. as a nuclear major power during Cold War period gathered an enormous nuclear arsenal in a frenzied manner, which constituted a destructive threat to the global security and stability. Its historic responsibility of eliminating this enormous arsenal is far from complete. The U.S. should naturally continue to fulfill its special and primary responsibility regarding the nuclear disarmament by further reducing its nuclear arsenal significantly and substantially. Secondly, the U.S. stubbornly sticks to the policy of first use of nuclear weapons, constantly upgrades its triad nuclear force, produces low-yield nuclear weapons, reduces the threshold of using such weapons, sets vague scenarios for the use of nuclear weapons, and even formulates tailored attack strategies against other countries. These, per se, are blatant nuclear threats and nuclear blackmails. On such a policy basis, its demonstration of its so-called transparency of nuclear force is actually nothing but to demonstrate its options and capacity of conducting nuclear threat and nuclear blackmail. This will not enhance any mutual trust and will not make any country feel safe. Thirdly, given that the nuclear military alliance combines its security policy with the largest nuclear arsenal, inevitably, its policy option must be to maintain its nuclear hegemony and through hyping up the so-called nuclear threat from other countries, transfer their own responsibility and justify the expansion of their nuclear arsenal. Fourthly, related to the enormous nuclear arsenal is the enormous stock of fissile materials acquired during Cold War period for the purpose of nuclear weapons. The so-called moratorium of production of such materials will by no means prevent the expansion of nuclear arsenal. One nuclear country in this largest nuclear alliance has proved this point with its actual action. How could such a moratorium make sense in reality? Thank you, Mr. Chair.